In today's edition of the Triple E's Education, Empowerment, and Entrepreneurship, Rick Mangino, executive chef and owner of Mangino's Gourmet Market Restaurant in Schenectady, New York, stops by the studio to talk about his restaurant's grand opening this fall and his work to create jobs in the community. Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. of the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Rick Mangino, entrepreneur, executive gourmet chef. Rick has been cooking since he was 8 years old and the owner and chef of Mangino's Gourmet Market, coming soon to Schenectady this fall. And he will be providing jobs for the local community. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, Rick.
Thanks, Bosch. Thanks for having me.
Well, I just want to say it's a pleasure for you guys stopping by and taking time out of your busy schedule to tell us all the exciting things that you are doing in Schenectady to make a difference. So let's dig right in.
Thank you.
Tell me about the new place you're opening soon in Schenectady, Mangino's Gourmet Market.
Well, the way I would describe it, it's a small Italian restaurant pizzeria. We're going to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. We're going to offer healthy foods options, family meals to go. We're going to do private dinners, events, and just to try to round that up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, family, it's going to be a good family-style restaurant.
Yeah, family is really important to me.
I like that. And that's one of the reasons why we connected. Why did you choose Schenectady for this new establishment?
Well, there's two reasons. One is I have family history here. My grandfather was a captain in the fire department on J Street.
Okay.
My grandmother was, she worked in the GE. Mm-hmm. They raised their children in Schenectady.
Good old-fashioned blue-collar jobs that made a difference.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, they raised all five of their children here. So it was kind of very, really important for me to kind of come back to Schenectady.
Okay. Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Huh? Another thing I wanted to say was growth and prosperity. Mm-hmm. I just think it's really important to start a restaurant in that kind of area.
Great. So what is the most important thing you learned from your parents in their restaurant? Because I understand your dad owns Mangino's up in Saratoga.
Yep, right in Saratoga Lake.
All right,
yep.
Shout out to dad.
Yep.
So when I'm up there.
72 years we've been in business.
Bless his heart twice. Yeah. So what did you learn? What values that molded you that you're still using today?
I would have to say hard work. Mm. Believing in your employees, getting in the trenches with them, working with them to get their respect, knowing all functions of the restaurant, all the roles for, when someone doesn't show up, you step in.
That's right. It's like, oh, the pasta chef didn't show up. What, we're not going to have pasta?
Nope.
You dive right in and, make it do what it do.
You get right in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, what types of people do you expect to have as customers in your new place? Because you seem like you're so connected to the community. And once again, this is why I gravitated to you and Bonnie's spirit, because you guys meet no strangers. You just have that type of personality. So
yeah, we really enjoy people, talking with people that are in the area, too.
So what type of people do you expect to have as customers in your new place?
I think, the families that are in the area close by to the restaurant.
Good.
Business professionals that are in the area that can walk to my place. College. I mean, there's 3 or 4 colleges in the area.
Yes.
And
yes, right there
with all the construction going on, construction workers, hopefully they'll come up and, lunchtime, breakfast, get coffee, sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are kind of the people that I expect to have.
Mm-hmm. There you go. How important are the people who will work at Mangino's be as you open? Because it's really important, and I'm sure you're going to put people around you that represent your value, hard work, integrity, high standard of morals. So how important is that going to be?
That's probably the most important question, because they are the backbone of your business. They're in front dealing with your everyday customers, and to have them represent you, you really got to have some really nice
Absolutely,
and good people working for you.
At the end of the day, all right, they represent Mangino's.
That's right.
Right,
that's
right there. That's you know, right. So, you know, what they say, what they do at the end of the day comes down to that sign, Mangino's. Absolutely. And I know, just knowing your character, I can just imagine they're going to be some wonderful individuals. Or if they're not wonderful individuals, when they leave your place of employ, they will be. Because I think you're going to not only be a great cook, you're going to be a great teacher, you see. A great influencer.
I hope so. All right.
No, it's there. I see it. I see it. Yeah. You know, you're going to be someone who, because, you know, when I was in the moving and storage business, I would hire people and I knew that they weren't going to be movers for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. But one of my jobs was to give them tools to move on to a better job. You know, like when I shared my story, the guy in Holiday Inn, all right, one of my employees who just closed, him and his wife, on a subway up in Binghamton, you see?
Yep.
And, the way I did that was, one, being me and showing them hard work, you know, perseverity, you know, morals, and it rubbed off. Now, you're not going to affect everyone, so don't be disappointed. There are going to be some rough edges that you just can't smooth out. But the ones who want to learn will learn, and they will be successful. And I'm sure, you know, 10, 20 years from now, you're going to be front and center in their dinner table conversation.
Oh, I hope so. That would be great.
Okay, so then let me stick to my questions here, all right? How important, oh no, I'm sorry. What words would you, what words do you want your new customers to use to describe Mangino's Gourmet Market?
There's a couple that come to mind. I would say welcoming, mm-hmm. A fun place to be, mm-hmm. Friendly, delicious food, healthy food, comfortable really comes to mind.
Great, great, great. Comfortable. Yeah. As they say, comfort food.
Right.
Is there anything unique and different you might do at Mangino's? Different menus.
Oh.
All right. Maybe entertainment, you know, or, you know, just, you know, to put a little twist to it.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing like private dining, you know, options that way. I'm going to be your chef, and I'll sit down with you, and I'll come up with a menu.
Okay.
And I will actually come up and explain the whole feature of the menu and, you know, it a little more personal.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, when you sit down with me, Rick, don't come empty-handed.
Okay. Bring food.
Bring food. Right? Bring food. Yes. Yes, indeed. Right. Bring food. Yeah. So is there anything unique and different? What advice, this is what I want to ask, what advice would you give to young people who may have a similar goal to one day open their own place? And then I'm going to go back to a question about your parents.
Okay. I think a couple things come to mind. Being smart, mm-hmm. Passionate, and strategic.
Okay.
And one of the things I think... is your location. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. One of the things that I really enjoy is having people that they can walk out their door and I'm right there.
Right.
They don't have to get in their car and drive 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right there. It's very convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing would be, you know, be smart about what you buy for the restaurant. Don't, you know, overextend. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of used equipment out there. Don't go buy brand new.
Right, right.
You know, and make it fun.
Be frugal.
Right, right. Yeah, and make it fun to work. Make it fun to work at. And another thing, you know.
Well, it's not a job if you're having fun. It's not labor. Yep, you know, right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, too, you know, take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't regret it down the road.
Right.
You know,
or as I always say, step into your destiny, own your space.
That's right.
Right. That's what the true entrepreneurial spirit is. When you just see it and you walk, take a leap of faith and you step into your destiny and you truly own your fate and own your space. And that's what you two guys are doing. Now, let me go back to your mom and dad.
Okay.
What made mom and dad start their own business? Because it seems like they've been in business for years.
I mean, my family's been in the business. My father was brought up in it and married my mom, mm-hmm. and they both just kind of connected.
Mm-hmm.
They I mean, the business was, you know, successful at the time.
Now, did they, were they first generation of entrepreneurs in your family?
Yes. Okay. No, actually second. Second. Okay. Yep. So granddad, I'm the third.
Third, so what, granddad?
Yep, he, okay. Him and my grandmother started.
And where did it originate from?
It was a camp. It was, really? You know, in the 40s, they moved from Schenectady to Saratoga, and she would cook for friends of his, you know, in the fire department.
How about that? Isn't and, that interesting? Yeah. And no, what a backdrop.
Yeah okay. She would cook for them.
It was a labor of love, basically.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. She loved to cook, and mm-hmm. and it started there. And to this day, it's still strong.
Oh, wow. So before I close out, tell people how they can reach you and what do you like to do for fun, all right? First of all, because you work so hard, what's fun for you? What's relaxation?
I really enjoy photography. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's one of the passions I got in within 6 years. I really started doing that and really loving it. It really calmed me down.
I kind of got into that too.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, it's kind of like it takes on a life of its own.
Yeah. I would, you know, just take a walk in the woods with my camera and mm-hmm. just start taking pictures. And it's very relaxing. I loved it.
And one of the reasons why I got into photography is I'm about the only one that likes to take pictures of my own face. You know? So that's great. That's great. That's what it is. So tell people how they will be able to reach you in the future when it opens. I think you said in the fall. I'm not going to pigeonhole yep. and give a specific date, but coming in the fall, this fall, 2018, all right? So how will they be able to reach you?
Well, you can reach us on Gourmet or Mangino's Gourmet Market.
Okay.
We're on Instagram.
Okay, good. All right.
Yep. So you can
Instagram, what's the hashtag? Instagram.
At Mangino's. Yeah, okay. At Mangino's Gourmet Market.
Okay.
You know, you can
Facebook at all?
Yep, we're on Facebook too.
Okay, all right. So, Facebook, Mangino. I want all of that because people are listening. Okay.
Yeah, Mangino's uh-huh. Gourmet Market. I'm okay. like,
Mangino's Gourmet Market?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Uh-huh. So we'll just say you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, and
a website.
Yeah. Website.
Yep, I have
gotcha.
A website.
Gotcha. All right, okay. Good then, because, you know, I want people to be able to reach out and connect with you, you know? So, Rick, thank you again for stopping by.
Well, thank you so much.
Making this such a pleasurable conversation, not interview, all right? We look forward to our continued success, and I applaud all the things you're doing to make inner city Schenectady shine again, you know? Mm-hmm. And it takes people like you who already have shine to make other people shine, and I appreciate that.
Thank you
right?
so much.
God bless you, sir, all right? And we're going to talk again soon, and our paths will cross again
soon. We got dinner.
All right. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe. Thank you, Mr. Mangino, for stopping by and sharing your remarkable story of entrepreneurship.
For those of you just tuning in, I'm Guy Schaefer.
And I'm H. Bosch Jr. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy, New York, at the Saint.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk Magazine program, to listen online, and to learn how to support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, check us out online at mediasanctuary.org. If you have comments, suggestions, or if you just need a friend, we all need a friend, Bosch. You can text us at 518-888-3004. Also, be sure to tune in 7 to 10 weeknights for Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.
In our next segment, we'll hear from music